Welcome into the morning show again. This segment on AM 1070 and FM 107.1. We're going to talk about nuclear waste. A lot of people may not be aware of some things going on here. Jim Mayer is going to tell us about that, and Tommy Taylor with the Fasken Corporation. And Jim, you've been around a while doing oil and gas stuff yourself.
Yes, sir. You bet. We've been here for about 10 years.
Okay. And as I recall, I don't remember.
I'm from near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's right. Okay, gentlemen, let's talk about nuclear waste coming through Midland on the way to Andrews. That's basically what we're talking about here. And you would like to see it stopped.
Yes, sir. Well, I think Tommy can give you a background.
So there's two private companies that are seeking permits to store all of the nation's high-level nuclear waste from all the nuclear power plants around the country. Most of them are on the East Coast. And one of the companies is Waste Control Specialists out of Andrews. And the other one is Holtec International, and they're looking at a site over in western Lee County. But what they're wanting to do is collect all these gigantic dry casks that are full of these spent fuel rods and store them out here on the surface, and they call it a interim storage. But we're looking at possibly 100, 150 years of storage of these casks, and it all has to be transported out here via the rail lines, and it'll come right through Midland and Odessa. And you know, this rail line is full of sand and chemicals, and I think the listeners know that there's been a tremendous amount of train wrecks here over the last few years with all the activity. I believe the number is 158 trail accidents, railroad accidents in the Odessa TxDOT district between 2016 and 2018. Half of those were in Midland and Ector County, so a lot of railroad accidents.
And that's a good point. People hear about this in the news of trains hitting cars, trucks, whatever. But there's a lot of potential for danger there, obviously.
Right. So, and this stuff is very, very heavy. And even if we had a derailment, it would shut things down for a while. And if we had a leak, it could be catastrophic for us.
Now, this material being transported on the trains, is it on a flat car in a box, or
it's on a car, and they put it in a transportation cask, and the transportation cask is substantial, but the cars themselves weigh close to 500,000 pounds, so it's very, very heavy, and so we're concerned about the transportation risk, and we're also concerned about, once it gets here, you know, like the Andrews side, it's just going to be out in basically a parking lot in the open, and we're worried about terroristic activities.
On the surface. It's going to be stored on the surface, which is amazing.
Okay, I was under the impression we were doing this kind of stuff underground.
No. So there's a low-level site there at Andrews, and they have a pit that they put the low-level material, but this high-level material, they're just going to basically put it on a parking lot. And you know, what we're waiting on is a permanent repository, which would be in a geologic setting like Yucca Mountain, and we haven't been able to achieve that, and the government was supposed to do that, and this waste was supposed to be moved there in 1998, and here we are at 2020, still don't have a site. So I mean, I think the listeners can see that once this material gets sited here, it's not going to go anywhere for a very, very long time. There's not going to be any incentive to ever move it.
If I could mention, too, just the magnitude of this, they're permitting between these two sites 210,000 metric tons of waste, high-level nuclear waste material.
Yep.
The total waste at all the nuclear power plants in the United States right now is 90,000 metric tons. So they're permitting twice the capacity of the waste we have already. This is a serious number. And We're concerned it's sitting there on the surface right in the middle of the Permian Basin. You can see a map on our website, greencenturyresources.com. There's a map at the very bottom. There's also a letter that we'll talk about here shortly to President Trump that we're encouraging all the listeners to read and sign, encouraging him to get behind trying to defeat this permit. But
are you making progress here? I know you got some local people involved and whatnot, but you're making progress.
We are. We have over 100 signatures, and we've really just gotten started. And we have some very influential people, some of the biggest supporters of the Trump campaign, that are going to be the lead signatures on it.
Okay, what about Trump himself? Do we know?
We don't.
We don't know yet, but we're preparing to talk to him about it. We've talked to Tom Craddock about it. He's against this waste. We've talked to Governor Abbott. He's against it. We've talked to the governor of New Mexico, and she has indicated grave concerns about it.
How about our senators and for the time being, Mike Conaway?
Mike has actually been for it. He thinks it's going to be stored like it's at a nuclear power plant, but it is not. It's going to be a waste disposal site.
Okay, it's just a wide out in the open, wide open, in a parking lot, much like Wall Street right in front of us.
Yes, right.
So exactly. Easy access to those who would do nefarious things.
Right. And we have a coalition called the Permian Basin Landowners, Royalty Owners, and Operators. And that coalition is just interested people, oil companies, ranchers, farmers, that have come together to try to work against this because we think it's very dangerous for us. But that group and Fasken hired an expert to come out and look at this siting. This gentleman's name is Ferenc Katax, and he's worked all his life, 40 years, in specializing in nuclear waste interim storage sites. And so we hired him to come out here and advise us and just to say, hey, do you think this is a reasonable idea? And so we flew him out and spent about a week with him. He went down the rail lines, and we went over and looked at both the sites. And his takeaway comment was, out of all the places in the United States that you could put this, some of them are okay places, this is the worst idea because of the security and the economic engine of the Permian Basin. You know, we're making almost 5 million barrels of oil a day. There's a lot of people that, particularly in the Middle East, would like to do us harm. And just look at what happened this summer at the Saudi refinery with what they did with drones. And the technology's moving at a pretty fast clip, and you can only imagine what it might be like in another 5 or 10 years.
I have a text here. Why not send it to the wet plant outside of Carlsbad?
Well, that's a low-level site for plutonium waste, and I don't know if you know it or not, but they had a release there in 2014, and they had the workers in Los Alamos packaged some of the drums with and put, believe it or not, the wrong cat litter in the drums as absorbent. And it was a wheat product, and it built up and had a reaction and contaminated the mine. The mine was shut down for 3 years, and it still hobbled. And matter of fact, some of that material ended up being placed in the Andrews pit, even though it's not permitted for that kind of material.
917, Tommy Taylor and Jim Mayer. Okay, we got some people who want to talk to you, too. We'll bring in a couple of calls. But so this is sitting out in a parking lot, and if I'm a terrorist, and I'm not giving anybody ideas, I'm sure they would think of this, they could send a drone over that and explode it, I'm assuming.
They could and attempt to damage the cask.
Yeah.
And there will be, and Andrews are wanting to put 4,000 of these. Now, let me tell you what's in a cask. It's the same amount of material that melted down at Chernobyl in 1986. That's in one cask. They want to put 4,000 of them in Andrews, and they want to put 17,000 of them in Lee County.
That, to me, sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah. It's 500 million pounds of the most toxic substance mankind has ever produced.
Oh, my. 918 on Cable AM 1070 and FM 107.1. Going to bring in a couple of calls. Tommy Taylor on the radio and Jim Mayer. And you're on the air on Cable AM and FM. Good morning.
Wasn't that nuclear waste site in Andrews developed by Rick Perry's campaign manager to become, here in Texas? Doesn't that waste site fall, over a aquifer from Andrews all the way to Amarillo? Did you know about that or not? Is there a aquifer?
All right, thanks for that. We'll truncate that call a little bit so we can get some more information, but good question.
Yeah, when they were permitting the low-level site, there was a lot of discussion about the Ogallala Reservoir, and the report, they ended up saying that actually the Ogallala was just off to the north and east of that site and covered up with all these red bed clays, but also in the pit wall of the low-level site is Antlers Formation. We produce water right here in Midland County out of the Antlers Formation, and Gatuna. And those are, the state classifies those as minor aquifers, but if it's your only aquifer, it's a major aquifer to you. And it's probably not, Rick Perry thinks it's a perfect geologic site for low-level waste. I would argue with him about that, and it's certainly not for high level.
Okay, we'll bring in some more phone calls. I'd be willing to bet that a lot of people don't know about this.
I was going to thank you for having us on, because you're right, absolutely right,
Craig. And to find out more, we can keep you on here a while, but to find out more, a website or?
Well, Jim has a website, and it is.
It's greencenturyresources.com, and right on the homepage we have the letter to President Trump posted and also some background information.
Right. And then the coalition has a website called protectthebasin.com, and we've had a petition on there. We've had about 1,800 signatures on that petition, but you're correct. It's been very much under the radar, and people have kind of scratched their head on why that's been, and I always tell them, The people in the Permian Basin are working hard. They work a lot of hours, and it's hard to get this information out.
If I can mention that our listeners really can help us a lot by just getting the word out about this, that take a look. The letter to President Trump describes the basics of the issue, and then there's some other background on our website. But they can please sign the letter. Anybody that's with us, we'd love to have your signature. Tell your friends about it. Send a letter to your emails and social media. Another favor that we ask is that some of the associations here in Texas and in the Permian are sitting on the fence about this, including the Permian Basin Petroleum Association. We've heard TIPRO yesterday, or a couple of days ago, I found out that's a Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Association is sitting on the fence. We don't understand why. But we encourage the listeners to, if they're members of that association, to encourage them to get with us on this. They could help us a lot. Call your congressmen and senators and voice your opinions. Write and call the newspapers and TV stations and radio stations and get the word out there. We really can defeat this, I think, if we come together. It's important.
Okay. Stay with us. We're going to come back in just a minute. And more of your calls and comments coming up here, too. 922 now at AM 1070 and FM 107.1.
KWEL, AM 1070 and FM 107.1.
And we're at 926. Jim Mayer's with us on KWEL, and Tommy Taylor is with us on KWEL. Tommy, Director of Oil and Gas Development at Fasken. Jim, you're kind of involved in the oil and gas business too, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I have a little company called Green Century Exploration and Production.
And what we are talking about is, what we've heard about is low-level nuclear waste, whatever in Andrews, no big deal, pretty innocuous. Yeah, we can live with that. But this is a lot different. And a lot of people aren't aware of high-level stuff.
Right. So, so if you hear the word spent fuel rods, that's the high-level waste. So
they won't call it that.
No, they call it spent fuel rods.
Why not high level?
Well, maybe they don't want you to know that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But I want to just take a second to be clear. You know, we're in the energy business, and we're not against nuclear energy. We're for a very diverse energy system for the United States. That's good for all of us. But we're just this idea of bringing all this waste and putting it in the middle of the Permian Basin, it just defies common sense. Why would we put any risk here when it's completely unnecessary? So that's why we've been so, and you know, this is something Fasken doesn't ever do, is be out in the public, but we're very, very passionate about this. This is just the wrong idea.
And the threat, of course, bringing it in with a train, were they bringing it in on trucks?
Or no, you can't bring it on a truck. Okay. It's too heavy.
Okay, but it would come in on a train. The train could have an accident. And then if it gets to the site over in Andrews, it's just sitting out in the open. Therefore, a threat to a lot of things.
Right.
Terrorism.
Right. And the other thing we worry some about is these casks are not as substantial as what is used in Europe. These casks are made out of, the outside wall is half-inch thick stainless steel. In Europe, they're 15-inch thick steel casks. These casks can't be repaired. If they ever start leaking, they can't be re-welded. These casks were really designed to take this waste and put it in an underground geologic repository, not to set out on the ground for hundreds of years.
All right, 9:29, guys. We'll bring in some more calls, Jim.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, terrorism, Middle East terrorism is one thing that we're most scared about. And they would benefit by really hurting the Permian Basin and hurting domestic oil production, which would help prices, which would help the Middle East. Some of the Middle Eastern oil producing countries are supporters of terrorism. But another thing that isn't talked about much is, how about eco-terrorism? Environmentalists that hate fossil fuels and they hate nuclear energy. What an opportunity to really hurt that. They could basically put, in my opinion, they could put the nuclear business out of business if all the waste came here and they had a major, major accident. It would be like Fukushima, you know, hurt our nuclear industry in a big way. The Three Mile Islands. A major disaster like that would hurt the industry. So I think that's another target of just eco-terrorists.
Pretty alarming stuff. Let's say hi to some callers here. And you're on the air next. It's 9:30 now on AM 1070 and FM 107.1. Good morning.
How you doing, Mark and Craig?
Good.
Listen, and you can get Craig to give you my number. I was on the Radiation Advisory Board for the state of Texas under George W. Bush and Perry for 12 years. I worked with the Bureau of Radiation Control, and I was one of the people that got that site at Andrews because 98% of the people at Andrews wanted it. I know a lot about WIP. Let's don't get in too much of a panic over this. I think you're fear-mongering. If you want to have a reasonable discussion about this, feel free to call me, and we can talk about risk factors and so on and so forth, but fear-mongering's not going to get it done for you, because we're the ones that permitted that up in Andrews. So you're worried about terrorism. They were worried about the aquifer in Andrews. You know, we had 3,800 sites that low-level waste was being stored at hospitals and colleges and, you know, Texas Tech. It has to go somewhere. And you need to, if you're going to fight this bug, you better have an alternative where to go, because there's no place to take it.
Well, this certainly isn't the right place. It's crazy if you really think about it. If you put it in the most productive energy center in the country, it's helping with our energy independence, and you take this material and stick it right in the heart of it, that certainly, to me, is not common sense. Well, I might mention also, I would challenge you, we've heard this before, that, you know, a high percentage of the people in Andrews are for this, but in our talking around, a lot of people in Andrews don't even know about it or know very little about it. And so I'm not sure that statistic's accurate.
Well, when the low-level site was, my parents lived in Andrews when they were proposing the low-level site, and there was a bond initiative that was voted on to loan the money. I think it was $75 million. That bond initiative passed by 4 votes. So I wouldn't say that's the majority of Andrews. There are the leadership in Andrews currently do want the money from this, and it's a tremendous amount of money. But they also need to look at their tax base and look at Fasken's been one of the top 10 taxpayers since the 50s in Andrews County, and we've given them, you know, tens of millions of dollars in support of their school and their taxing activities. But, you know, we're not fear-mongering. We hired a worldwide expert to come out and give us his opinion. And there's a guidebook written by the International Atomic Energy Agency. It says do not store this waste in an area where you have mineral and energy development. So we hired him and brought him out and said, what do you mean by that statement? And he said, hey, this is really a dumb idea. Look what the Permian means to Texas and New Mexico and the United States.
Just to kind of review just a little bit, high-level nuclear waste possibly coming to Andrews. In order to get there, it has to come through Midland on a train. And then how does it get from the train to Andrews?
It goes all the way to Monahans.
Okay.
And then turns north and goes up through Kermit and Jowl. And, you know, I don't know if you remember or not, in the summer of 18, there was a big 2 trains hit in Monahans, and there was like a 50-car pileup at that intersection. And so doesn't give me a lot of good feelings that we can bring it in here and not have a accident. But, you know, the proponents of this said, you know, there's been 2,700 loads of nuclear waste transported across the United States via train. They hadn't had an accident yet, but most of this is a very, very small amount that come out of like nuclear submarines and the military, and people don't know about it. If this gets approved, we're going to have 2 or 3 loads a week come through Midland, and everybody's going to know about it. It's going to be routine for several years.
And again, this is high level. We're all aware, we all hear the low level, but this is high level,
right?
And big difference.
Right. So when they put the fuel rods in those reactors, they're highly radioactive. When they come out after they've been through the fission process, they're a million times more radioactive. And the half-lives on these radionuclides are, some of them are in the tens of millions of years. So what that means to the average listener is, for it not to be toxic, you have to go between 5 and 10 half-lives for the material to be not dangerous to humans. So, you know, you're talking about eternity, basically. And that's why this needs to go in a geologic repository.
All right, guys, we got people that want to talk to you. We'll bring in some more calls, if you don't mind. 16 away from 10 now with Tommy Taylor and Jim Mayer and high-level nuclear waste. Now, that's not a done deal yet, though, right? Or is it?
Well, it's in process, yeah. And it's at the NRC. Both the permits are at the NRC, and we've tried to get standing and raise contentions, and it's been most of our efforts have been denied by the administrative judges at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. But, you know, of course, they're paid by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, so it's kind of a kangaroo court.
I want to get your thoughts, too, or how local elected officials feel about this, and we'll do that. But we got some people who want to talk. Jim, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention we're appealing to President Trump through a letter that we're encouraging everybody, all the listeners, to sign to intervene in this, and hopefully he can find a way to hit the kill switch. We're hoping he'll be with us. And
to sign the letter, where do we go to sign that letter?
We have it posted on our homepage of our website. It's greencenturyresources.com. the letters, and it's in a big bold red letters. And then at the very bottom of the homepage, they can get more information, background information.
Okay.
Including a map, by the way. There's a map of the two locations. One is in Lee County, New Mexico.
But can I sign the letter online?
You can print it out and sign it, and then just scan the signature page and send it back to us.
Okay. You're on the air on KWAM and FM. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist, and so I'm going to use an old cowboy adage. If it ain't right, it ain't right. In other words, all these facilities that are producing this, quote, low-level and or high-level waste, how the hell did they get permitted in the first place without a plan for mitigating that waste would be my first question for future reference. And number two, if it ain't such a big deal, why don't they store it right there where they have it instead of coming out here to West Texas and making us the dumping ground for the United States? And it's getting a little old. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, these companies get in business, they're publicly traded, whoever, and there's some big brand companies out there. I've been hacking on the net this morning looking at this stuff. You know, what happens if they go belly up?
Right.
And then what? Who's gonna come sweep up the dirt pile then?
Yeah, and one of the things, that's a very good point. You know, the Nuclear Waste Policy Act that was signed by Congress in 82, the idea of that was the government was going to take this waste directly from the nuclear power plants and dispose of it. And now here we are, you know, 50 years later, and we're talking about a private company bringing this stuff out. How would you ensure that, the risk of that?
That's typical government BS, because you know and I know that they're going to come back and say, well, we did do that, but we had to contract it out to get it done.
Right.
Same old bait and switch. I grew up in a part of the world where they were polluting the Chesapeake Bay beyond belief. And I was in high school at the time. We got by God PO'd about it and did something about that and cleaned the place up. And I'm just saying, this is one of the last areas. You got great pasture land out here. The gas and oil business, believe it or not, is a great steward of the pasture. They extract resources on a 10-acre spacing at a minimum. And lots of them stick with the 40, and I've got 23,000 acres leased, and I get run over by mule deer and blue quail every time I go out there. But at the end of the day, I go back to the same old story. You make it, you take it. If you make the mess, you keep the mess.
Right.
If it's such a innocuous, non-problematic entity. So, you know what? Andrews needs to wake up and get their heads out, because that stuff's going to cross major ranches, Fasken being one of them probably. And I know the pasture quality out in those parts. It's native grasses. They got cattle grazing out there. That can affect the food supply if that stuff gets in the wind. And by the way, we got a bit of that around here.
Amen.
a lot.
So I just think it's crazy. If they make that mess, they ought to keep them Yankees and them East Coast people need to clean up their own mess. They're already trying to give us these Democrats. So I'll leave it at that and let you all do the talking.
We could use your help, by the way. Whatever you can do to spread the word and get this letter signed would be really appreciated.
Okay,
thank you very much.
And again, to get online and see the letter and go through that process.
GreenCenturyResources.com. It's right on our homepage in bright red. You can't miss it.
GreenCenturyResources.com.
And ProtectTheBison.com.
Okay.
And
we have some more people who want to talk to you. Before we knew that, though, city councils, Odessa, Midland, wherever, county commissioners on board with us.
The city of Midland signed a resolution stating that they were against, you know, transporting it through here, which is supportive, but I don't know, you know, how much that's worth. But there's been a number of cities that have said they don't want this coming through their communities. But one of the points I wanted to make too was when this low level site was being proposed, one of the things that I remember very clearly in Andrews was the people were asking, okay, if we take this from the pit it is now and make it low level, what's next? What are you going to allow next? And WCS said, we promise you this is it. Right? Now, when you make a promise in West Texas, your word is your bond, right? Well, here we are today. Not only do they want to bring in high-level nuclear waste, they've also asked TCEQ if they can bring in the same stuff they're putting at the WHIP site, they're burying over there, the greater than C plutonium waste, and they've gotten a permit to take all the nation's mercury and put in this pit. So, and, but that happened when WCS sold out to a New York company that's got another company out of France, Orano, invested in this.
All right, guys, let's say hi to another caller, if you don't mind. And you're up next on KWLAM and FM. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. That was my comment, too, is that if this stuff is so safe, why don't they bury it in their own backyard?
Right. Why don't they just take it up to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and put it in their parking lot where they can keep a close eye on it?
Yeah, because, well, let's say that you put it in a salt dome. Well, what if there's an earthquake, you know, and it ruptures one of those casks? Right. What do you do then?
Well, another thing that we're aware of is these stainless steel casks that are half-inch thick, which doesn't seem very thick to me. They are susceptible to a phenomenon called chloride-induced stress corrosion cracking. And, you know, particularly the site over in Lee County is right in the middle of potash country, and they got huge mounds of salt on the ground. And, you know, we have these big wind storms, and have you ever been in a mud storm when the wind's blowing and it starts raining and there's salt in the air? I mean, it's a bad idea.
Yes, sir. I believe that. Thank you.
I'd like to say something about the comment earlier about us fear-mongering, dealing in fear-mongering. And my comment to that is what we're really dealing in here is common sense.
Right.
In
the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, in some of their studies, are predicting a canister failure in 1 in 10,000. So if there's 21,000 casts, there's two failures right there that the experts are saying are going to have problems.
And again, the whole thing here too, or a big part of this thing, is a lot of people are just not aware of this.
Absolutely.
Until this morning, I wasn't. And the people in Andrews probably are not. A lot of elected officials probably are not.
Absolutely.
And the people that live close beyond the city, but in the county in Andrews, beyond the city of Andrews, but in the county, right, are not.
Yeah. Right. I might mention it. I'm amazed personally that some of our political leadership can be for this and put our people at risk in this great industry. Industries, ranching as well. It's a good point. And I don't want us to forget that our political leadership works for us. And I think if we, enough people call them, which we're encouraging them to do, and get them to see reason, I think they may change their mind.
Right. And just think about the security that the Permian's providing for the United States. We had Iran shooting at ships in the Strait of Hormuz this summer. We had a 6 million barrel a day Saudi plant go down, and look what happened to gasoline prices. Nothing happened to gasoline prices. And that's because of the power of the Permian Basin.
Okay. And, doggone, we got to get you guys back. We're out of time. We just got to run. We're up against the clock. But I want to thank you for coming in, Jim Mayer. And, Jim, your company again?
Green Century Exploration.
Okay.
Thank you, Craig.
You
way.
Bet.
Thank you so much.
And, okay, give us the website so that we can go look at all this stuff.
ProtectTheBison.com
and GreenCenturyResources.com. And please get on the website and download our letter to the president, and we'd love to have your signature and your support.
Okay, ProtectTheBason.com and Century, what, Jim?
GreenCenturyResources.com.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, you bet. We got to get you back.
We've got to go to work.
Got to get you back. And we appreciate that. And we'll come back in just a minute, wrap things up.